Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something different, a reading, a story, or maybe a song someone else loves. And I call those things Wombats. So, this is a Wombat show. I have two co-hosts with me tonight, and they have chosen the songs for the show. The first co-host is my grandson, Owen Baya. Say hello, Owen.
Hi.
And his father, my son, Matt Baya. Matt, say hello.
Howdy, howdy.
So, I'll just let you know who they are a little bit, and then we'll get on with the show. Owen, you are how old?
I'm 15, and I'll be turning 16 in May.
And where do you live?
I'm in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Okay. And I happen to know that you are very interested in NBA basketball, so I'll put you on the spot. Who do you think will be in the finals, Owen?
Either the Celtics or Bucks and the Warriors.
Ha. So that should be... We're looking for. We're watching the NBA games this week, and Matt, what is it? Here's a challenge for you, Matt. What is it you're working on my computer at home? Can you describe it in anything that somebody who wasn't a computer geek would understand?
Well, we just got your internet connection, so you have a public IP address, so we can actually connect to ports in your house from outside. So I can copy files from your server and put files on it.
Good. Of course, most people are going to say ports. Well, I suppose like Amsterdam and New York City. No, I got you. Okay. So Owen selected songs, and the first six songs are Owen's selections. And then in the time remaining in the show, we'll play Matt's selections. And Owen, you can tell us about the general theme you're going to introduce, or you can just introduce this first song and let her rip.
Well, most of my songs are relaxed, and some of them are sad. A lot of them, the chorus is really important to me. I don't know if everyone will be able to hear it and understand it, but to me it's really important, and so that's why I picked them. The first song is Dead Inside by XXXTentacion. So that song was Dead Inside by XXXTentacion. That song was about being dead inside and not having that much emotion, but all your feelings being trapped inside of you. So it's feeling like you don't have a personality, and that's what he's trying to help people with, and that's why it's the name of the song. The next song is I'll Keep You Safe feat. Shiloh Dynasty. This is just a really relaxed song, and that's why I like it.
I'm going to comment that, as we noted earlier, Owen is 15, almost 16. So we're looking into the tastes of a particular person from that generation. And his tastes are, of course, very different from mine. and perhaps from others. It's kind of like a Rorschach test of a person, which is to give them a bunch of choices and have them pick the ones they find interesting. So it sort of tells you about who they are and perhaps about his generation. So tell me again, Owen, the next song is...
I'll Keep You Safe, feat. Shiloh Dynasty. That was I'll Keep You Safe featuring Shiloh Dynasty. That song was about just, I don't really know what it's about because it's just a beat mainly, but it's pretty relaxed and that's why I like it. Though I want to talk about the artist XXXTentacion. He was murdered almost a year ago from when I'm recording this, and that really impacted my life. Because he's someone I looked up to, and even though there was a lot of controversy around his name, he was trying to better himself every day, and that's what I looked up to. And a lot of his music was really innovative and really motivating to me. So that's why I like a lot of his music. It's not just because of how it sounds, but because of all the background of it. And so coming on from that, the next song is Bury a Friend by Billie Eilish, who was a friend of XXXTentacion and has now gotten really popular in the past few months and the past year. So here's Bury a Friend by Billie Eilish.
Billie.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it's been
spit it out. What is it exactly you're paying? Is the amount cleaning you out? Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
That was Bury a Friend by Billie Eilish. I like that song because it's really different in the beats, and it uses a lot of really high, deep beats, and it's just very different from a lot of songs I've heard. The next song is World Star Money by Joji. I don't know this artist, but it's just a really relaxed song like the other one, and that's why I picked it. So here's World Star Money by Joji.
Come on.
was World Star Money by Joji. The next song on my list is 6/18/18, a tribute for XXXTentacion by Billie Eilish. As I said before, she's a friend of XXXTentacion, and 6/18/18 is the day he died. So this is a tribute for him from her. So here it goes.
Well, I'm going to comment that when I went to find this song, I, by mistake, got a live recording of it, a live show. And it was amazing to me that the audience was incredibly involved in this experience. Also, I looked at some of the YouTube show, the songs recorded for Extancion, and I noticed one of them was played 2.2 million times. So this is not a little-known artist.
I love.
That was 6/18/18, a song for XXXTentacion by Billie Eilish. The next song I have on my list, which is my final song, is I Spoke to the Devil in Miami and He Said Everything Would Be Fine by XXXTentacion. This is my favorite song by him because it has the most meaning to me. It has a really sad and deep beat, and the words, if you pay attention, are they mean a lot of things to me. They're just talking about depression and sadness, and that's something I can relate to, so that's why I picked it. So here's I Spoke to the Devil in Miami and He Said Everything Would Be Fine by XXXTentacion. I Spoke to the Devil in Miami by XXXTentacion. That was my final song, so thank you for having me on, and my dad will be up next. So, Harry, it's your turn.
Thanks, Owen. Thank you for picking the songs, and I'm delighted to have you on the show, and we're getting a little slice of a different world, a different culture. Those songs, I've never heard any of them before, so they're all new to me, and some of them very interesting. And I'm going to turn the show over to my son, Matt. And his tastes are, again, quite different from Owen's, the ones he picked for the show. I play a lot of the songs that Matt used to play on. He had a radio show years ago. And so many of the songs. So a couple of these I think I've heard before, but some of them are new to me. And Matt, you want to talk about what you've got in mind?
Sure. I just picked out five or six songs that I thought would be fun. They're kind of a wide variety of many of them have stories in it. Back when I was in college, there was a show called Stories We Could Tell on a community radio station at the college there, and that was, they tended to focus on songs that had stories in them. And so a lot of my tastes came from that. So a lot of the songs here are have a little short stories in them. And this first one is Greenin' Up by David Mallet, who's an artist you may know from his song Inch by Inch, the garden song that Arlo Guthrie made popular. He's a Maine artist, and I lived in Maine for 13 years, and really he was kind of very prevalent in the folk music, community music scene up there. He has a number of albums, but this one is one of his spring songs talking about how everything is greening up real good. And having just driven down here from Massachusetts, where we just had snow last weekend, and everything's still just beginning to the peepers just came out. There's just things beginning to come out. And then we came down here and everything's greening up real good down here.
Well, there's an old horse in the pasture, and just like me, seeing his better days. He sniffs the air this morning, and his eyes take on an old familiar glaze. He kicks his heels and throws his head and looks right at me like I understood that it's springtime in the country and the pasture grass is greening up real good. Well, there's a bullfrog in the bog behind my house, and he'll be making such a sound in the afternoon, right up till the evening sun goes down. And he's happy to be living in a world of fiddle heads and rotten wood. And it's springtime in the country, and the pasture grass is greening up real good. It's greening up real good, looking mighty fine. Every little seed coming right on time. Up across the field, up into the wood, it's greening up real good. Well, I work all day in the garden. This time of year, there's just too much to do. But there's a fishing pole in the corner, and it's strung up with a line as fine as dew. And tomorrow, there'll be lots of time to do the million things I know I should. But it's springtime in my country, and the pasture grass is greening up real good. It's greening up real good, looking mighty fine. Every little vine, where the open field gives way to the wood, it's greening up real good. It's greening up real good, looking mighty fine. Every little seed coming right on time. Up across the field, up into the wood, it's greening up real good.
And that was David Mallet with his song Greenin' Up.
And we've been playing songs from my son and grandson. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is Harry Baia, your host. And my co-hosts are Owen Baia, my grandson, and Matt Baia, my son. The first six songs were by Owen, and the songs we're playing now are Matt's selections. And we're coming to you from WEHC, and you can pick us up streaming at WEHCFM.com and get us anywhere in the world. And Matt, what's next?
The next song is McConville's by James Keeligan. And it's a song about a bar. They don't actually say where it is. I'm imagine that it's in Ireland, where the whiskey that the owner makes is only served there. The bottle never leaves the bar. That's the premise of the song. I think that's enough introduction there.
I work down at McConville's. It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Six or seven years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. He'd play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Three days ago his maid came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. He had no chance at all. And today after the funeral, after burying young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family will give me £50 to start. At £500 the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound but for the roar as Jimmy's friends stepped up and laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. As I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave. little offering for young Jim to help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there.
And that was James Keeligan with McConville's. And one of my favorite parts about that song is the part where Jimmy comes in looking for a local bar, and he notices there's no Ferns and no telly blaring from the bar, and that was his criteria to find a good bar. It seems like a good choice there. This next song is Lori McKenna, and the song is Humble and Kind, and she was performing live on some radio show I just happened to catch one day. I think it might have been the new Prairie Home Companion, and I had heard her performing this, and it really caught my ear, and I immediately downloaded it and kept it on my phone for future reference. So I thought I'd share it with you today.
And the song is
Humble and Kind by Lori McKenna.
There's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the key is under the mat. Where childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. And let the summer sunshine
always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, turn right back around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
And that was Lori McKenna with Humble and Kind. And the next song is John Gorka with Ignorance and Privilege. And I'll let the song speak for itself, but I will say I went on YouTube and found a recording of this and was reading the comments. And there's a whole debate about what he's actually talking about. So you can read into your own definition of what he's actually talking about. But if you want to delve into the world of YouTube comments, there's an interesting one below this song on there.
Yes, and lesser poverties. I was born to privilege that I did not see. Like a pigment in my skin, one of free and easy. I didn't know it, but my way was paid. I grew up a Catholic boy in a northeastern state, a place when asked where you from, some people tend to hesitate, reply a little bit late, as if maybe you didn't wait. I was born to ignorance and privilege. My dad ran a printing press, a tag and label factory. May have seen it as a child, now a distant memory. Almost too faint to see, dark red brick factory. Didn't know it, but my way was paved. We moved from a city street shortly after I arrived to a house on a gravel road where I learned to be alive. Crawl, walk, run, and ride. That's where I learned to come alive. Didn't know it, but my way was paved. If the wind is at your back and you never turn around, you may never know the wind is there. You may never hear the sound. Oh. Got to grow and go to school, work at home and dream at night, even be a college fool like I had any right. Never went through way more, never Great Depression poor. Didn't know it, but my way was paved. Nose to grindstone, shoulder to the wheel, back against the wall, maybe you know how it feels. If the wind is at your back and you never turn around, you may never know the wind is there. You may never hear the sound. Whoa. I was born to ignorance, yes, and lesser poverties. I was born to privilege that I did not see. Like a pigment in my skin, one of free and easy. Didn't know it, but my way was paved. Cause I was born.
And that was Greg Brown with, that was John Gorka with Ignorance and Privilege. And I mentioned Greg Brown because he's the lead vocal in this next song. It's written by an artist named Anais Mitchell, and she has an album called Hadestown. She did a whole theme album, like a whole musical. At first, she just released it as on her own, but I guess it picked up a lot of popularity, and I believe it's playing on Broadway, or maybe it's just off Broadway, but it's a whole stage theater musical now. This song is called Why We Build the Wall. And I will mention that she wrote this whole album, produced it long before the most recent election and all the discussion about walls, though it does strike some parallels with some of the discussions about building a wall. Her whole Hadestown is all about Greek myth. I believe it's about Persephone. I could be getting that wrong, but where she spends half the year on Earth and half the year down in Hades. So it's a whole musical about that. So here we go with Greg Brown doing the vocals, or the lead vocals, of Why We Build the Wall.
That's why we built.
And that was Anais Mitchell's song, Why We Build the Wall, with Greg Brown doing the deep Why We Build the Wall there. That's from her album Hades Town. Like I said, it's a whole musical all based around the Greek myth.
So those were the selections by my son, Matt. He had six songs, and his son, Owen, had six songs. And I'm going to close the show with one song, and it's called Time Has Made a Change in Me. And it's interesting because I'm very aware of that with my my son and my almost 16-year-old grandson. If you reach the point in life where you have a 16-year-old grandchild, you are aware that time has made a change in you. And I remember very clearly I was at a summer camp maybe 40 years ago, and a man named Richard Moss was one of our guest artists, an older man from North Carolina. And he sang this song. At that point, none of us had heard it. We didn't know it was a well-known hymn. And it just was the hit of the week. Everybody learned it. We all recorded it from Richard Moss and sang it. And later, Lucy Simpson, who was one of my mentors, a gospel singer, made a record, and she put this song on there. So this is Lucy Simpson singing, Time Has Made a Change in Me.
Time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have gone away. Some are never more in this life we'll see. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
In my childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb the hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
When I reach my home in that land somewhere, with my friends who wait to meet me over there, free from pain and care, I'll forever be. Time has made a change in me.
So that was Lucy Simpson singing, Time Has Made a Change in Me. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and our co-host tonight, my son, Matt Baya, and his son, Owen Baya. And I have a question for them. I want to thank them for doing the show with me, and also ask them, guys, you got any comments?
Well, thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and I'm glad I was able to share some of my music.
Good. Thank you, Owen. And now it's time to close the show as we do each week. And I always encourage you to join me in something. And what I encourage you to do is to join me in celebrating life. And the way I put that is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.